peach?
Peach seed.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of peach that the meat sticks to the soup?
Pressed peach.
Okay. And what about the kind that it separates real easily? Remember what you call that?
That we call that the Alberta peach.
Okay. What, do you remember some different kinds of peaches?
Alberta, Placide, and Pressy. I know there's lots of names of peaches. Mm-hmm. We used to have a little peach called the Indian peach. That was very good.
Now tell me about some different kinds of beans. Like the kinds that you don't have to shell, but you can eat without shelling.
Oh, well, we have a snap bean, English peas. We have shell those. Uh-huh. We have, you can have snap peas.
Uh-huh. What are
they? There's a small pea that hasn't developed yet, and you can have a snap pea.
Uh-huh.
We could snap pea and snap pea. And
what about the real long, skinny kind?
Kentucky Wonder Bean? Is that what you want to say?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just want to hear, you know. I don't want you to really say anything. And what are some kinds that you do have to shell?
Well, we have to shell the English pea,
uh-huh.
and black eyed peas, and crowder peas, uh-huh. and the little white pea, white acre pea.
What about some other beans? Like the big, there's some, you know, some of those about so big, kind of flat.
Oh, that's called the, as good as I like them. Lima bean.
Okay, and what about another kind that's like it?
English bean.
No, it's similar to lima bean.
A lima bean, that's a butter bean.
Okay.
And a butter bean.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between a butter pea and a butter bean?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
The butter bean has a little flat bean like, uh-huh. and the butter pea has a little round bean like, but it grows in, very similar to it, butter bean.
See. Uh-huh. And what's the difference between a butter bean and a lima bean? I've never known.
Butter bean is small in uh-huh. size, and the lima bean is large in size. But it grows into the same kind of hull that uh-huh. the butter bean does.
Okay. And what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat?
Tops of turnips is salad, turnip salad, turnip green.
Okay. And what do you call the corn that's you simply shuck it and cook it and eat it with your hands? What do you call that kind of corn?
Cream corn. Whole corn on the cob. Just corn.
Uh-huh. Okay. And, just talking about different kinds of little animals and stuff. What do you call the little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller and it just runs along the ground? It's sort of light brown and has darker stripes.
Little polecat, little wood rat, and